发一下时间交给谁？
很久不见弟兄姊妹了。
It's been a while.
弟兄姊妹好。
PCO.
我们一同来读几处圣经。
So let's read the words together.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
三十节到三十一节。
Verse 30 and 31.
大家翻到没有？翻到了，一起读。
Together. By faith, the wall of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab and the harriet did not perish along with those who were disobedient, after she had welcomed the spies in peace.
好，我们读出埃及记十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
九到十四节。
Now 9 through 14.
大家一起读
together.
第九节到十四节
Exodus chapter 17:9-14.
Moses
says to Joshua, choose men for us and go out, fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will station myself on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand.
站在山顶上于是
Joshua did as Moses told him and fought against Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. So it came about when Moses held his hand up that Israel prevailed. And when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. When they took a stone and put it under him and he sat on it.And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other. Thus his hands were steady until the sun set. So Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
好，我们今天读的圣经复杂一点啊。
There's going to be more passages we're going to read today.
我尽量帮助大家能够记住，好不好
？And then I will help you to remember them.
这头一件事。
The first thing that we just read,
胜过亚玛利人,
to overcome the Amalek.
我们然后读民数记十四章,
let's go to Numbers chapter 14,
三十节,
verse 30.
三十节我们一起读,
together. Surely you shall not come into the land in which I swore to settle you. Except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun, This is a very tragic thing. For the generations of the Israelites, I will have to die in the wilderness. Except two of them will get into Canaan. The first is Joshua. And the other one is Caleb. Now let's go to Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2, 1 through 8.
当下
then Joshua, the son of Nun, sent two men and spies secretly from Shittim, saying, Go, view the land, especially Jericho. So they went and came to the house of the Harriet, whose name was Rahab, and lodged there. He was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, men from the sons of Israel have come here tonight to search out the land.And the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land. But the man and hidden them said, Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. It came about when it was time to shut the gates at night, that the men went out. I do not know where the men went. But she said, brought them up on the roof and hidden them in the sack of flax, which she had laid in order off the roof. So the men pursued them on the road to the Jordan, to the
flood.
And as soon as those who were pursuing them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before the 18 through 21.
我们来到这地的时候，你要把这条朱红线神系在垂我们下去的窗户上，必要使你们的父母、弟兄和你们住的全家都聚集在你家中。好，这里讲到两件事啊。Here
he talked about two things.
一个是探迦南美地。
First one, he sent spies to look at Canaan.
另外一件是妓女拉合的救。
And the second one is concerning the Harriet Rehab, how her family is saved.
讲了四件事了，对不对？
So now we've talked about four things already.
战胜亚玛利人,
first, overcome the Ammonites.
然后,
and, then only Joshua and Caleb could go into the land of Canaan.
然后,
and then,
说到窥探迦南美地,
then we send spies to look at the land of Canaan.
然后说, 妓女拉合一家得救,
and lastly, only Rehab and her family
can be saved.
Let's go to Joshua chapter 3, 11 through 17. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into the Jordan. Now then, pick for yourself 12 men from the tribe of Israel, one man for each tribe. He shall come about when the soles of the feet of Israel carry the ark of the Lord of all the earth.
你们现在要从以色列支派中拣选出十二个支派，从南方的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支派，从约和华约柜的支
if the priest carried the Ark of Covenant and the Ark of Covenant, and when those who carried the Ark came into the Jordan, the feet of the priest carrying the Ark were sipping into the edge of the water. For the Jordan overflows for its banks all the days of the Ark. The waters which were flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap, a great distance away at Adam, the city that is outside of Sukkot. Those who were flowing down toward the sea of the Ephraim, salt sea were completely shut
off.
Now the fifth thing that we just
learned.
The Joshua led the Israelites to cross the river of Jordan. So now let's remember, there's been five things. Now these are important verses. Joshua chapter 6. Said to take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let seven priests carry seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord. Then he said to the people, go forward and march around the city, and let the armed men go on before the Ark of the Lord. And it was so that when Joshua had spoken to the people, the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets of ram's horn, before the Lord went forward and blew the trumpet, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark, while they continued to blow the trumpet. But Joshua commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, nor let a word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I tell you shout. Then you shall shout."
我们读15节
15
到16节
15 and 16
到17节
Then on the seventh day they rose early at the drawing of the day they marched around the city in the same manner seven times. Only on the day they marched around the city seven times. At the seven times when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city."
好，我们读主新约哥罗西书
In the New Testament, the book of Colossians
第二章
Chapter 2 Colossians chapter 2
10节到12节
10 to 12 And in him you have been made complete. And he is the head over all you and authority. And in him you are also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. In the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God to raise him from the dead.
好，这里说到受割礼。
Here it talked about circumcision.
我们旧约受割礼的圣经没有读，这里说的受割礼，就是要为他们受割礼。
So in the Old Testament, Joshua would talk to his people about circumcision.
攻打伊利哥城。
And then we talked about how they attacked the city of Jericho.
最有名的属灵的征战。
And in the Bible, it is the most famous spiritual warfare.
今天开始给弟兄姊妹讲大人物，约书亚。
Today we're going to talk about the great character in the Bible, Joshua.
我记得张生中的儿子叫约书亚。I
remember that Stephen's son is Joshua.
要叫他来听这个道。
We should ask him to come over and listen.
要明白约书亚名字何等伟大。
So that he will fully understand the meaning of Joshua.
约书亚本来名叫何西阿。
Joshua, his original name is Hosea.
他改了名字叫约书亚。
Then he changed his name to Joshua.
所以圣经是神的话。
So the Bible is the words of God.
前面后面都连得那么紧密的。
In the beginning to the end, they're all connected.
他为什么改名叫约书亚？
Why did Hosea change his name to Joshua?
因为后来主兴起个大先知叫何西阿。
Because there is a prophet later on, his name is Hosea.
写了何西阿书。
And he wrote the book of Hosea.
所以约书亚把自己改成约书亚了。
So that's why he changed his name to Joshua.
他根本不知道有何西阿，那好期待后面的人了。
And at that time, Joshua wouldn't know that there is going to be someone who has the same name as he did.
其实约书亚和西阿是一个意义。
So today, Joshua and Hosea, they mean one thing.
可新约圣经的耶稣这个名字也是一个意义。
These both names share the same meaning as Jesus.
这三个字的意思就是救主。
And these three words combined together is the Savior.
所以约书亚跟何西阿两个人都是主的预表。
So Joshua and Hosea, they are the representation of God.
约书亚书说到神的大能。
Joshua is the great power of the Lord.
何西阿书说到神的大爱。
And Hosea is the great love of God.
这是最大的两面。
So these are the greatest two aspects of God.
一个鸟有两个翅膀才能飞，对不对？
For a bird needs two wings to fly.
一个翅膀飞不起来的。
With one wing, you can never take off.
神的大能和神的大爱。
And God's power and God's love.
主带领我们一生就经历他的大能和他的大爱。
And the Lord lead us all our life to experience His power and love.
我写过本书就何西阿的注解。
I wrote a book that is the commentary of Hosea.
很可怜，连我们自己弟兄姊妹这本书都不知道。
But unfortunately, I don't think anyone knows this book.
我告诉你这本书呢，值得看一看的。
But then I tell you that if you have time, take a look.
这是我到美国来头一本写的书。
That is the first book that I wrote when I came to the States.
神的大爱。
the great love of God. And when I first came to the States, it came from the calling of God to Los Angeles. My Lord called me to come here. Clearly, He told me it's here. So God challenged me to come and I challenged Him back. And I only brought with me $100. And I went to the hotel for one day, I had one meal, my money's gone. And I said, Lord, you brought me here. Now you lead me through your power. And then at that time, I live in a room apartment. I can't even leave the house. I can't go grocery shopping. I don't have no cars, I don't have no friends. But then there's a fridge in the house. I opened up the fridge and it was a bunch of leftover cheese from the last tenants. And praise the Lord, now I have food. I boiled some water. I threw in the pieces of cheese. And every day I enjoy this soup of cheese. And I would drink this soup and I would write this book. The book that talks about Hosea, the great love of God. And then after a month, I started working on a church. And through the great power of God, through the great love of God. So when we talk about Joshua, I want you to pay close attention. I used three times to talk about Joshua and Culver City. But now I only have two times to spread it to you. So I'm going to condense it into two. Or maybe not, I'll just flow. And I'll come talk to you about Joshua again a couple weeks from now. Joshua means the great power of God. He is a great figure. He is a student of Moses. And he is a helper of Moses. And in the last days of Moses, whatever he did, he took Joshua with him. So Joshua followed Moses. Whatever commission God has given Moses, the commission to come out from Egypt, not only coming out from Egypt, but to go into the land of Canaan, to take his people into the land that flows with honey and milk. But Moses cannot finish his commission. And Moses ended up dying in the wilderness. But Joshua rose up. And he finished Moses' commission. He took his people into the land of Canaan. And led his people into the land flow with milk and honey. And every one of God's people ended up having an inheritance. Now first, let's understand what is Canaan. What is a land that flows with milk and honey? I don't really think there's a physical place that has milk and that flows with milk and honey. If you know of this land, let me know, I'll move there. But at that time, he talked about this land that is the inheritance of Jesus. But then if you tell me that this milk and honey is in the Lord, then I'll say Amen. That we have tasted this milk and honey. We have experienced this milk and honey. And we have received this milk and honey. And every son and daughter of God will have their inheritance. And Chinese people, we know inheritance. But when Chinese people come to the States, the first they do is they will buy this piece of land. It's most important thing for them to have a piece of land. Without their own piece of land or their own house, they're not peaceful. But they're now comparing to the other races in the country. We care a lot about this land. And we do everything we could to get our piece of land. But God is our eternal piece of land. He is our inheritance. Now, is that piece of land what you desire? Do you want it? If you want, go claim your piece of land in God. Because that's God's promise to you. To give you the land full with milk and honey to His people. So the land of Canaan. The land of Canaan, the most important meaning is that Jesus is our piece of land. The second sign. It's a sign of the thousand years kingdom. One day when the Lord comes back
again,
when He overcomes our enemies, when the time is ended, then it's the thousand years kingdom begin. That's when we reign together with God. Now isn't that great? So don't think about authority and power so much. Because we will be with God eternally. We will be part of God's glory. So it's important that Joshua overtook Canaan. Because Joshua is the representation of Savior. The first thing Joshua did is he won over the Amalek. Moses took his people through the Red Sea. We have already talked about passing over the Red Sea. The Red Sea is baptism. After we are baptized, the first enemy we face is the enemy of the Amalek. Who are the Amalek? Amalek is a representation of our flesh. People won't understand. But as children of God, we understand. After we are baptized, we start walking the path of God. But the biggest enemy of all is our own. One day I asked a brother, who is your biggest enemy? And he said, it's my wife. And then said, where is your wife? And my wife is right there. And I said, we'll forgive you. For your greatest enemy is not your wife, but it's your own flesh. Our own flesh is powerful. And that is the Amalek. And that's the first battle we must fight. Now, what is the meaning of Amalek? The Amalek are the people that not only they take, but they will consume and deplete. They will deplete completely. They will take and they will consume. This is the power of our flesh. A powerful flesh. And our first enemy is the Amalek. And then only through two people that we can overcome. At that time, Moses was still around. Moses went to the top of the hill. And Joshua led the army and fought in front. And whenever Moses could raise up his hand, then the Israel prevailed. But then Moses is only a flesh. He can't raise his hand up forever. Whenever his hand comes down, then Amalek prevails. So then Aaron and Hur came over and supported Moses' hands. So our brother just shared a story about how the elderly of the group pray for the young pastor. Now everyone needs prayers. Especially someone who served the Lord, they need prayers. And then the one thing that I'm afraid of is that no one would pray for me. I am going over to Taiwan in September. In October, I'm going to the land of China. And the work is too much for even a 30 years old. Now how about everyone prays for me too? Please pray for me. Please pray for me. So that even before I started my work, I am now full of might. So we take Aaron and Hur to support Moses' arms. So that his hands will not fall down. Until the Amalek is now being overtaken. Now when we fight again our flesh, Moses represents the ascended Christ. And Joshua is a representation of the indwelling Spirit. The ascending Christ would pray for us. And the indwelling Spirit lead us in our warfare. And through these two aspects, we overcome our flesh. Now, do you understand the power of your flesh? Do you understand? Now, I think everyone should know the power of your flesh. Maybe you don't know the power of the Spirit, but you know the power of your flesh. Now, I have a brother who is also a pastor. And then his flesh power is that he would have a high temper. He would probably let his temper go 3 times every day. Whenever the temper decides to come, he would tore up his shirt and be angry. And every time his anger comes out, I would walk away. And every day he fights the same battle. Now everyone is fighting the battle.
Bamboo.
Something made by bamboo. Oh, our bed, a double bunk bed is made by with bamboo. Every day he wakes up 3 in the morning. And he would go to sleep 12 at night. Now is that enough sleep? It would be enough sleep for him because he takes a nap. But I can't stand his style. I don't take naps. He would wake up at 3, but he won't pray. He would pray on top of my bed. And whenever he prays, the bed starts shaking. And he said, "Oh Lord, I am just a big piece of flesh." And then underneath him, I said, "Yes, you are a big piece of flesh." And said, "Oh Lord, you can't use me the way I am." And I said, "Well, of course the Lord can use
me."
But we have to fight against this flesh. And a couple of years from then, I met him again. His flesh is now gone. It is now hard to make him angry. And then I said, "You were a big piece of flesh before. What happened to you? How? Where did your flesh go?" And he said, "I don't know, but he left." Day and day he prayed. And I told you that we have hope. That through my own might I can win. But slowly the Lord leads you. And at the end you will overcome this flesh. Now isn't that great? The only Christians have this battle. So how about from now on we start fighting this war? Our Lord will pray for us. And our Lord leads us into battlefield.
Amen.
And at the end, the people overcame the Ammonites. Then the next big thing came. They have to pass the Jordan River. Pass the Jordan River to go to the land of Canaan. Now I tell you, that's more difficult than crossing over the Red Sea. Because the Jordan River is a big river. It's a descending river. It's a descending river. The rapid, the current is so rapid, it's almost like a waterfall. There is a drop that is 200 feet tall. So it's almost like a waterfall. It's a really rapid current. Now, when they pass over, it was the time of harvest. When the water actually overflows on both banks, there is no way anyone could walk through it. And then Joshua looked at this river. And he did one thing. And he asked 8 priests. They took out the Ark of the Covenant. Why? Because the Ark of the Covenant is a representation of Jesus is the head of church. Now, over the Jordan River is like being baptized. You over the Red Sea is like being baptized. It's a sign that we will overcome the enemy. All enemies. So the Jordan River is also a representation of baptism. Baptism that we can overcome ourselves. To overcome our flesh life. Now, only the sons and daughters of God will understand what is to overcome our flesh. Now the worldly people, they love themselves. They do things to help themselves. To please themselves. They want the best education. They make the most money. They do things they like to do. Why would they do that? So that they could please their flesh. But after they believe in Christ, the first thing that we heard is that you must deny yourself and follow me. And this is the greatest calling of our Lord. And only Christians are the people that deny our flesh. When we deny ourselves, we no longer please ourselves. And our Lord wants to work us all
our
life so that we could deny our flesh. So that our new life could grow. And that's the fact. When our flesh decreases, then Christ's life increases. Now, the flesh will not go away by itself. But then we slowly see the flesh of some of the people disappear. When it disappears, then Jesus' life is revealed. And that's the greatest goal of God. Jordan River is baptism. To destroy ourselves. So the Ark of Covenant go first. That means God goes first. And that the most wonderful thing is the priest. Now, when they cross over the Red Sea departs and opens up, then they walk. But it's different for the Jordan River. The Jordan River, the foot of the priest had to step in the water, then the water departs. So those eight priests, they're great people. If you ask me to be one of the priests, facing these rapid currents, I will not dare to put my feet in this river first. And I would actually run and think about it. But those eight priests that follow God's command, they did not care a bit about the river. They step onto this river. And the river departs. And now the food is on the bed of the river. Now I tell you, the water doesn't stop. The water will still continue coming down. And it would continue to grow a heap. Like a wall. And this heap would grow higher and higher and higher. And the eight priests will carry this ark and they will stand on the riverbed. And the millions of Israelites will now pass the river. And then there's not a huge passage, they'll just walk right next to the priest. And the old, the young, the man, the woman, they'll pass. Now I tell you, they must not walk too quickly. For millions of them to walk over, I don't think they could finish it in a day. But for the eight priests, they had to stand there continuously. And they would look at the river, and if the water would just get higher and higher. If the water comes down, then everyone is dead. The death of Christ has destroyed the power of death. And it has now blocked the power of death. Now, do you understand? The children of God has now overcome death. Now even though death is now piling up, but the priest stands still. Maybe over a day and a night. For God's people to pass this river. And they did one thing. Before they passed the river, they pick up 12 big pieces of stones. And then now when they passed, they put it on the riverbed. And then from the riverbed, they took 12 different pieces of stones. And when they passed, they put it on the other shore. And now that's the beauty of God's word. That talked about baptism. The baptism, the Jesus' salvation. So that in his death, we die together. And when the priest walked onto the other side of the shore, this tall wall of water all piled down at once. Now these tall stones that are in the riverbed, can they be fine anymore? They cannot be fine
anymore.
In God's death, our death is now buried. Now we are now saved. And God's death has buried our old self. And this world, you can no longer find us in this world. And the enemy can no longer find us. Our account in afterlife is now cancelled. Our register is now cancelled. Is now crossed out. But now we have this new account in the heavenly kingdom. So our old account is now cancelled. Our account in the world no longer valid. And the enemy can no longer grab hold of our own self. We die together with our Lord, and now we rise up together. Now, in our baptism ceremony, before I would be the host of it, I always like to sing this song. To die together, to be buried together. And from now on, there is no more old me. It's a simple song and it's meaningful. From now on, there's no longer me. For I am no longer me. But Christ now dwells in me. And on the other shore, there's now two new pieces of stone. We talked about our resurrected life. In Christ, we have a new beginning. And now we walk on this path. Now, do you understand? And this is the meaning of crossing of the Jordan River. Now, the salvation we receive cannot be described by words. For Jesus is the Son of God. How do we know, do you know that? Now I can't tell you why I believe. Because God opened my eyes. So that I could be children of God. Now not only I believe, but how many billions of people also believe this same thing. Now how great is this miracle? To open my blind, to seek me when I was lost. And how amazing grace, how sweet it is. That I once was lost, and now I am found. And I was blind before, but now I can see. That I can see now. Now, some countries they persecute Christians. They want people to deny Christ. And then now they are all amazed that Christians are not afraid of persecution. They're not afraid of going to jail. They're not afraid of death. What is this power? That's not power from
force.
That when someone's eyes is open, when they see, they can no longer claim they cannot see. When a brother is weak, and he says, I don't want to believe anymore. But inside of him, he knows that he believes. Now, this faith that is in you can no longer be taken away. Now, how strong is this faith? How many people has died for the Christ's name? I now can see. That's not a great miracle. That's just a normal thing. All God's children have now open eyes. And with us, there's faith. Now we see this great salvation of our Lord. We die together, we are buried together. And now I am a raised of hope. And today I pass over the Jordan River.
Now
there's a lot to talk about. And after they pass the Jordan River, they start sending spies into the land of Canaan. They send 12 spies to look at the land of Canaan. So what is this land that we are
called?
Now it's a dangerous deed. Just like you're sent as a spy. Now if you're taken captive, you will die. So these 12 people went as spies. And they came back. And then they tell them, what is this land? And they went to this valley. And then they took a piece of fruit with them. A strain of grapes. Now, have you seen grapes? Have you bought grapes before? Now, strains of grapes is about this size. But the fruit of this land, one strain of grapes, it takes two strong men to carry a strain of grapes. And then if you calculate it, each grape would be a couple pounds. Now I tell you, that's a land that is full of prosperous. So they brought back fruit. They also brought back another piece of fruit. Pomegranates and fig. And then they brought that fig from Canaan. And I tell you that even today, their fruit is famous. One day I went to Europe, I had a piece of fruit from Israel. This fig from Israel. You can't compare anywhere else fig to Israel. They have the best fig. Now, Canaan is the same. Now, Canaan means that it's the fruit of our new life. When we see this land of Canaan, it's a good land. So the spies came back. It took only two people gave them good news. The other 10 brought back bad news. The other 10 spies. And they said, yes, it's a good piece of land. But they have really strong people. They have big people. They are people that eat flesh. When we compare to them, we're like little ants. And then if they look at us, we are tiny. Yeah, so compared to them, they're like man, we're like lotus. If they step on us, we'll die. So it is hard to overcome them. But then Joshua come back and says, we are enough to overtake
them.
Because they are our food. We will overcome our enemy. So how about we go in this piece of land and overtake them? So out of the 12 spies. So all these people, they start complaining to Moses. And then they complain greatly. And then they wanted to find another leader to take them back to Egypt. So God was angry. And then he said, all these people, all the Israelites of this generation, they will die in the wilderness. And only two will come into the land of Canaan. Joshua and Caleb. Now this judgment is harsh. It is a harsh judgment. But all that also is a sign. That the couple generations from then could go into the land of Canaan. The new generation can go into the land. For the old generation will die. It also talked about in us. Our old life will die in the wilderness. But the new life will go into the land of Canaan. Now, do you understand? So in the wilderness, the Lord gave them the greatest help. to help them die.
30快一点的,
to help their old life die quickly. So many, many of them will die. Just like is in us. Our whole life is in the wilderness. The Lord works on us. So that our old life could die in the wilderness. And our new life could go into Canaan. Into this kingdom. To be in this kingdom to dwell with God together. So you understand this sign. So now the last
lesson.
They send spies to look at the city of Jericho. Now it's a dangerous thing. But there is a Harriet, her name is Rahab. Now because she was a Harriet, she has really low social status. For no, everyone despises her. But then God's grace still came to her anyway. Because at that day, her eyes is open. Not only she took in these two spies from
him,
but she completely took on the position of God. Because the king of Jericho came and said, I heard that there's two spies. And then they went around every house trying to catch them. But these two people hid in her house. And then now this army came in front of her house. Now if Rahab was smart, she would let them know where the spies are. But then later on, Rahab decided that she would help the two spies and help them escape. And then before the two left, they made a promise to her. And she said, tie a piece of red string in front of your window. So when our army comes, they will destroy everything. But then they will know of one thing. The place that has a red string tied in the window, that place we save. So Rahab took her whole family in this house. So that her whole household is now saved. Now this string of the red string represents salvation. And through this salvation, we are left alive. So the family of Rahab is now saved. Now, in the beginning, she was someone that everyone despised. But now she became someone famous. And she has a son. And his name is Boaz. And Boaz is someone famous. Now, in the New Testament, the first chapter of Matthew, it talked about the family tree of Jesus. And in this tree, Rahab's name is there. It said, Simon from Rahab has born Boaz. And he was an ascendant of Jesus. Now they are now completely in glory. Now how great is his glory? For someone that everyone despised. Someone who was this low. Because her eyes were so
open.
She came to chose God's side. And now her whole household is saved. And the last thing I want to talk to you about is when Joshua took over the city of Jericho. One command. He said, my whole army. Every soldier. We will walk into this city. We would only walk straight and we will not make any turns. Now, what is this weird command? Because everyone can walk straight. But I tell you, that's a wonderful command. Because of this, it's because of this, that's how they met Rahab. And that's how she married Rahab and become an ascendant of Jesus. Now God not only controls the big things,
最小的是独掌权,
but he also wants to take control of the small things.
拉赫救恩的故事,
now the story of how Rahab is
saved.
From the biggest to the smallest detail, God is in charge. And that's how she became the ascendant of
God.
In the first chapter of Matthew, her name is
Rahab.
And how Rahab gave birth to Boaz. And then later on, that Jesus was born. That we are the chosen one. Now, today we did not finish Jericho yet. But I will slowly talk about it and we will learn together. If it takes more than two times, we will use the third or fourth time. Because it's important. So let's sing again, Stand Up, Stand Up for Jesus. It's a great song and wonderful song.